Good morning and welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's passage, we are continuing on in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Verse 1. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the winepress and built a tower and leased it to the tenants and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read the scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. Amen. Rejection. I don't know about you, but I think rejection is something that most people universally struggle with, and it can be extremely painful. Rejection never feels good. Feelings of shame, unworthiness, and anger can be common emotions in response to rejection. Yet, there are some rejections that somehow are turned into beautiful things. In today's passage, we see God turning the pain of rejection into something that will be marvelous in our eyes. Mark chapter 12 begins with Jesus speaking with the Sanhedrin via this parable. He shares a story about the owner of the vineyard leasing out his property to his tenants. When the season came, he sent a servant to retrieve the fruit. Although the property did not belong to the tenants, they refused and beat the servant. So the owner sent another servant, and he was rejected again too, and another. The tenants beat some and killed others. The vineyard owner, after rejection, sent his beloved son, thinking, "Surely they will respect him. He is my son." But instead, the tenants murdered his son in order to attempt to get the inheritance of the vineyard. In this parable, the vineyard owner is God. The vineyard itself is Israel, and the tenants are its religious leaders. The servants are the prophets, and the beloved son that Jesus is referring to is Jesus himself. To give some context to this parable, we just read in Mark 11 last week that the religious leaders were tainting the purity of worship in the temple. Jesus was so angered that he flipped tables and rebuked them. This parable is explaining to them that God has sent many servants, prophets, to retrieve the fruit. As tenants, they were supposed to steward the vineyard. This is their role as religious leaders. But instead, they tried to rob the ownership of the temple from God and attempted to make it their own. Jesus here is foretelling that God had sent him as a last messenger to receive the fruit. Yet he knows that he will be rejected, and the tenants will murder the beloved son in order to obtain the inheritance of the temple. Verse 8 says, "What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others." This is referring to the vineyards being given to the Gentiles. Now, let's all take a moment to think about the worst rejection you've received in your life. It may come with some painful memories, and I have plenty to share of my own, but I know that none of them hail in comparison to the fact that God and his son Jesus were also rejected. And the ironic thing is that the vineyard rightfully belongs to God, yet those that God entrusted to steward the vineyard refused to give the fruits back to him. When I take time to reflect, I see so much of myself in the shoes of the tenants. God calls us to be good stewards of the earth and of the church, Yet, sometimes we fail to see that all of these blessings belong to Him. Perhaps one acknowledges all their success in life to their drive, ambition, and hard work ethic. Others may attribute their thriving social circles to their charisma and own interpersonal skills. When God asks us for the fruit, we can grow entitled. But God, I did all of this. I tended to the vineyard. You rented it out to me. How dare you ask me to give it up for you? God, I worked so hard for my career and salary, but you want me to tithe even more? God, I've invested so much into this relationship that ended up hurting me in the end, but you want me to forgive them? This is very prevalent even in good things. God, I sacrificed so much of my time and energy to serve you, but you want me to love and serve that person? You want me to evangelize? Can't I just stay where I'm comfortable? Perhaps some of these may sound familiar to you. But what exactly is the fruit that God was looking for? I think that fruit that God is asking for is simply put, love. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love." It is out of love that we are able to serve with overflow, not out of obligation. It is out of love that we are able to persevere through hardships in the valleys, not just on the mountains. It is out of love that we are able to give, not hold. And it is out of love that we are able to receive, not reject. Jesus references Psalm 118. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Despite our own entitlement and sinfulness, God still chose to send His Son, Jesus, to be rejected. If that were the end of the story, it would be pretty grim. But God took the rejected stone and made it into the cornerstone of the church. It's where all the other stones are able to have stability because of this cornerstone. And through the death and resurrection of Jesus, all of this was made possible. And this, just like it says in the scripture, says, it's marvelous. It's a marvelous thing. So let's come before God today, asking for His loving kindness to move us to repentance for all the ways that we have rejected Jesus. Let's also reflect on how, instead of rejection, how we can receive Jesus with love today. Let's pray. I thank you, Jesus, that you took on our rejection for us. You bore all the pain and humiliation on the cross because of your love for us. Today, help us, Lord, to really reflect and see the ways that we have rejected you. Help us, Lord, to come to a place of repentance as we seek your face this morning. I also pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, to devote this day and this week to you, not just going about our normal lives, but we want to really be intentional about how we can receive you, not reject you. We want to receive your love. Help us, God, to be good stewards of the vineyard that you have given us, and we want to give you the fruit in return. We thank you that every good thing we have is from you. Lord, we just commit this day to you. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.